So how do you go about making a research question? How do you formulate it? Well, when you have a well-written question, it's one that implicitly, okay, so you can kind of figure it out, or explicitly, it's very clear, so you prefer this, so implicitly or explicitly specifies the observation or observations needed to answer it, okay? So when I'm reading the question, I should be able to figure out exactly what you're going to do and what you're going to measure. Okay, so that means that I have to decide on what my variables are, okay? And there's two types of variables, okay? The first one is your dependent variable, your DV, what you're observing or measuring. So I'm measuring number of disfluencies in a conversational sample, number of misarticulations in the conversational sample. I'm measuring reaction time to picture naming, okay? So you want to think about that. The other variable is known as an independent variable, or your IV, okay? This is what you're manipulating. You have control over this, okay? Now your IV can be manifested in two different ways. It can be naturally occurring, okay? So when I look at stroke patients versus typically developing adults, that's naturally occurring. It's non-experimental. I don't have control over that. I don't go over and say, hey, you have a stroke today. Boom. Okay, you'll be fine tomorrow. Just have a stroke today. I can't do that. These people naturally occur. Or the environment, you know, a clinical setting versus the playground for looking at vocally abusive behaviors. I can't change those settings. I can just move the child to them. So those are non-experimental, okay? I have two different groups now or two different situations, but they're naturally occurring. Then there are manipulated changes, okay? This means that I go in and change something. So I present tier one, tier two, and tier three vocabulary to the children, okay? Those are specific categories, and I can present, you know, change up how many of each I show. I can present stimuli at 50 dB, 70 dB, and 90 dB to the same person and see. So I'm manipulating something. I'm manipulating treatments. I give them one treatment, then another treatment. That's an experimental variable. It's something I have control over. Then you're going to decide on your intent, okay? What are you going to do with these variables? Well, you have several choices. You can do a descriptive study where you're just describing persons or events, okay? How do autistic children perform in a classroom that is highly structured versus unstructured? So you're just describing their behavior, okay? So it's a descriptive study. You're just looking at, you know, counting behaviors or whatever. A relational study means that you're going to find relationships between variables. What is the relationship between slowing your rate and the number of disfluencies? So I'm going to look at how fast the person's talking, and I'm going to be counting disfluencies, and I'm going to do a correlation to see the relationship between them. Finally, you could have a study that looks for differences between groups. So do children with speech sound disorders have lower reading abilities than typically developing children in third grade? Okay, that's going to be non-experimental. Do children with speech sound disorders perform better on a phonological awareness test before or after treatment? That's a pretty dumb question, but I mean, you see what I'm saying? That's experimental. So I'm judging, I have, you know, a measurement before and a measurement after. So I'm choosing time and I'm manipulating time. That would be experimental.